Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let us never forget that the battle against hunger can be won. There's a number of developing countries who have shown the way by investing in agriculture instead of neglecting agriculture. They are about to achieve the goal of halving the number of hungry. Their examples provide a message of hope in a world where we face an alarming and increasing number of people suffering from hunger. Many good initiatives have been taken. Allow me to recognize the substantial contribution by G8 under the Italian presidency. And from now on, our commitments and actions will be based on the 5 Rome Principles for Sustainable Global Food Security at first presented in the L'Aquila Joint Statement. It's very simple. Hunger will not disappear if we neglect agriculture. Until 2007, it was generally believed that scarcity and high prices was a problem of the past. And that was wrong. Even though we have many problems in this imperfect world of ours, we do need to put food security back on top of the international agenda. A hungry man or woman has very little to lose. Therefore, hunger is the main destabilizing force in the world. Now, Denmark fully supports the summit declaration, but allow me to emphasize just 3 important issues. Firstly, we do have to ensure that emergency needs are met. New commitments should not be at the expense of the victims of humanitarian crisis. Additional funding is needed, and we encourage other countries to join us in the long-standing UN target of not less than 0.7% in development assistance. Denmark contributes with 0.82% of its GDP to development assistance, and we will continue to be a substantial donor to the World Food Programme, as well as other organizations that address acute hunger and malnutrition in developing countries. Secondly, we must invest more in agriculture, not least in Africa. Therefore, we must support the African Green Revolution and other country-led initiatives to raise agricultural production and productivity. Unfortunately, since 1980, the share of agricultural in total development aid has dropped from 19% to less than 4% in 2006. We would like a substantial increase of the share of ODA devoted to agriculture and food security. And also, private investments in agriculture are crucial if the root causes of hunger are to be eradicated. We need the private sector. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's especially important to help women farmers. In some countries, they make up as much as 70% of the workforce in food production. And, gentlemen, I have said it before, and I'm gonna say it again, you always have to treat women properly. Just as you should always treat farmers properly. Therefore, it is crucial that you treat women farmers with the utmost respect and gratitude. In general, the international community needs to increase research and development in the agricultural sector. The goal must be to increase yields, encourage a greater variety of crops, encourage better land use, water management and conservation practices. We have to take into consideration the whole range of technological possibilities, from organic farming to GMOs, of course, with the right precautions taken. But one of the most important incentives to invest is the certainty that you can sell your products everywhere around the world. And this brings me to my third important issue, namely free trade. Barriers to trade will only prevent food from reaching the people who need it most. And it will only hinder investment in agriculture. In 1 month, Denmark will host the COP15. We will meet again in Copenhagen to agree on the way forward to combat climate change. The Danish government understands and agrees that economic growth needs to be the number one priority of developing countries. But economic growth does not necessarily have to lead to an increase in energy consumption. Development can be achieved without drastic increases in the emission of greenhouse gases. Let me use my own country, Denmark, as an example. We have witnessed sustained economic growth over the last 25 years, but hardly without any increase in energy consumption. Today, 17% of our total energy consumption is supplied by renewable energy. And climate change is a threat to our world, and agriculture is one of the first victims. Unfortunately, agriculture is also a source of climate changes because of its emissions of greenhouse gases. So we need to address both problems at the same time. And in doing so, we should not forget that agriculture is a part of the solution. Biomass fuel has the potential to be a clean, renewable source of energy when it's grown in a sustainable way, and especially when it's extracted from waste products. We do from Denmark support the role of FAO in facilitating international discussion on this issue. And then, Mr. Chairman, let me conclude by my intervention by thanking Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He said yesterday, there can be no food security without climate security. And likewise, I would like to say there can be no climate security without food security. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, let us feed the world by winning the battle against hunger and the battle against climate changes. And let us do it at the same time. Thank you very much for your attention.